We'll first begin by reciting the verse for beginning the sutra. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。好，这个真的要读呢，因为这个我们今天讲的就是甚深的，很难懂啊。
We really do have to recite the beginning, the verse for beginning the sutra, because the Dharma that we are hearing is truly profound.
我们讲的进度非常慢啊，因为实在是很深很深。那我们这应该是一二三四，今天可能是第五次的样子。那里面就提到什么无念、什么无住、无相，还有无形，其实都是在讲同一个东西，就是讲我们的真心。
The progress we're making is actually very slow. This is already the fifth time that we are talking, we are discussing this verse, but we are still on the first verse. And that is because the principles behind all these are actually very, very profound. That's why we're making slow progress. So a lot of terms has been mentioned so far, such as no thought, no abiding, etc. And all these are referring to our true nature, the true mind.
那我们现前，你们现在正在听的这个心啊，它有很多特质啊，无声啊，今天我们要讲的就是无念、无住、无形、无声，然后早就在那边了，我们叫现成的哈，也都不用花任何钱、花任何气、花任何力气，就在这边啊。
So the mind that we're talking about is unborn or no arising, no thought. It has always been there, it exists by itself already, without us having to do anything.
但是我们不感觉哈，因为我们已经习惯是用有声的，我们不是叫无声的哈。用有住的不叫无住的啊，有念的，总而言之就是我们说用产生能守的心，就是没有能守的状态，你以有能守的模式在运作。
Yet we don't realize that the mind has always been there. In fact, we have been using.The nature of the mind is non-abiding, but the way we operate it is with a lot of attachment and abiding. No thought, but we use it as if there's a lot of thought. That's the way we operate it. And that's because we're using the mind with a sense of subject and object, not realizing that's what we're doing.
对，这个能所，是我们中了能所的毒已经非常深了，从没有能所，然后大概有几个阶段，先产生能所，然后接下来虚空世界跟众生是第二个能所，就虚空就能知的，就众生是能知的心，然后被感知的虚空跟世界是第一个能所，应该在更至少就先一个能所了啊。那第二个是众生跟虚空世界啊，这是第二个能所。那第三个能所，大的叫做什么？叫做在这种能所之下，然后又产生什么造业、受果报，这是大的分类，可以分成四个能所，一二，就是。没有能守的真心，然后产生能守，再来是能知的众生所知的虚空世界，第三个呢， 然后呢，第三个能知的众生，其实应该分正报、依报，正报、依报，那接下来才开始什么造业受报。
We have already been intoxicated with the sense of subject and object for eternity without realizing it. And this actually can be divided into four different levels of subjectivity and objectivity. The first one, the original nature is without subject or object. And then you move on to the second level where there arises the notion of subject and object. And then the third level is where then sentient beings arises, and sentient beings is the subject, and the relative object becomes vast empty space and the rest of the world. And the sentient beings who has the ability to know is the original retribution, whereas the vast space, the empty space, and the world is the conditional dependent retribution. And then finally, we reach the fourth level where then karma is created.
我们可以，你们可以，只可以体验一下，根本就不是体验，就是现前的状况啊。我们现前的状况大概应该大部分的人啊，就是。你跟这个外在世界区分为你的身心，我们叫正报，然后外面被你感知的叫做依报。我们现在大部分都是应该是这样子啊，正报跟依报，这摆在你眼前就是正报跟依报，对不对？
Well, you can try to experience it from this present moment. We have been dividing everything into the original retribution versus the dependent.Conditional retribution, such as our physical body, and we divide the world into the self as well as the others.
然后，以这个为基础，那很自然的就是你的身心以外的对象，就是心外的东西。那我们会产生喜欢、讨厌，那总是有个我喜欢、我讨厌。那讨厌就要什么排斥，喜欢就要抓住，那么就要就产生什么，透过身口意产生三业，对不对？身这个什么身业、口业、意业，那就是我们叫什么叫做造业受报。那基本上我们是每个当下是站在正报身，是我那。这个是外面的东西，那这当中就有什么喜欢跟讨厌，透过三种身口意而产生什么三种什么，就是三业啊，三种业报。那不管怎么样，那我们就是永远是以正报跟依报分开的立场，在什么造业受报，造业受报。
So we take our own body and mind as a self, and everything external to the mind or to the body, we treat it as some other objects, the others. And this is just the way we operate. And as soon as there's a sense of self versus the external world, then naturally the feelings, the emotions of liking and dislikes arises. And based on that, you like something and dislike something,then you create different karmas, the speech karma, the physical karma, and the thought karma. And based on that, then there will be retributions.
好，那现在就是刚才说我们正报、依报，然后往下就是造业受报，就造贪嗔痴的业。那我们再往上看啊，你的正报跟外面的依报，我们加起来叫身心三合，什么大地还包括虚空，对不对？那把它全部加起来就是这些东西。那这些东西， 都是我们心中的东西哈，但是我们不会认为这是我们心中的东西，我们认为是心外的东西，身心可能是我的，可是这一个身心以外的是心外的东西。
So, we just talked about the fourth level of creating karma and retributions. And now let's take a step back, looking at the sense of direct original retribution versus conditional retribution. And based on that, all these things such as the mind, the body, and the whole world, the physical world, arises. But we treat all these, the mountains and the rivers, they really are originally things within our own mind, but not knowing that, we treat it as external objects.
然后这边要讲的就是说，被你感知的叫相啊，就是山河大地，还有什么你的身心，都是，是不是都相？那能感知的那个心，它无相。那我们通常我们的想法是有相的，对不对？那不是那个无相的真心。
And all these external objects, or the so-called external objects, the mountains, the rivers, and the earth, they subsume a form, whereas the mind itself is actually without any form.
那我们看一看你那个现在能够听、能够想、能够感觉的，可能还会死掉哦，哈。那个心有没有相
？So the mind that you're using to experience the world, to have feelings and to hear, to see, and to even experience death, does this thing has any forms？
反正已经有两个模式哈，来再来这个说这个无相，它是无相，然后它没有离开相哦。
In the Suragama Sutra, they actually explain this two different ways. First of all, the mind is no form, but also does not depart from form.
那很重要的就是，它是用能知的心哈。既有见闻觉知的心啊，那我们把它叫真心，或是真正的自己啊。那只要是没有见闻觉知的功能的东西，它把它叫做物，就是物体的物。那他会讲说，哪一部分是真心，哪一部分是物体
？So, in the sutra, there's a discussion about the mind, which we treat as the self. The mind has the ability to be aware, to have sense. It has the ability to know, to have awareness. So that is called the mind. And everything else that doesn't have this ability of seeing, understanding, and knowing, then in the sutra, it's been labeled asobject.
那你现在大家看一看，你现在我们所看到的哈，因为我现在的茶杯，我的这一个，这个叫什么？金架啊，天花板啊，这些都是物，对不对？是没有认知功能，对不对
？So now let's do a little experiment. Take the mug or this book stand or the ceilings. That's in our direct environment. These objects, they do not have awareness, right? So they are labeled as object. Isn't that right?
好，那现在就谈到人了，人就比较有挑战性了哈。你看到我这个是物还是心？有没有认知功能？
是他们看到你还是你？
没有，就是说你。你们是看到物还是看到有认知功能的心
？So, physical objects are easier, right? The mugs, they are objects. But now let's take a step back and talk about my physical, my body. the person that you're seeing right now, is this object or mind?
物还是心？
Which one is it?
好，如果说你说有心的话，请问我的心在哪里？在这边还是在这边还是在哪边？我睡觉的时候，请问，我举一个例子哈，我这边把它加个十个那个里面，不知道那一个现在有没有那个什么铜像还是什么像？有没有？有人他就这样站着嘛，他不动的那个嘛。我这边敢啊，不一定是要拉，那是拉像吗？他们啊，就兽像哦。我这边把它摆一个十个兽像哈，那我掺杂在里面，那我也是这样子。你们有办法知道说我这个是心还是物？
So, if you think it's a mind, then where is my mind? Is that the hand, the shoulder, or my head? Where is my mind? Let's do another thought of experiment. These days, it's really easy to construct statues. So if I make 10 different statues or wax sculptures of myself and posing in front of you, 10 of them, and I put myself among these 10 statues, will you be able to tell which one is the real me?
你可以看出来吗？
我就可以 tell，
因为你看到我的脸，但我这个我把它脸怎么再包一包哈，然后画一画。
Well, you say, oh yeah, that might be easy, but what if I put on some makeup and you know, make myself look like the statues？
请问是物还是心？你们看到是物还是看到心
？Then what will you be seeing, object or the mind？
有没有人讲说这还是心？啊？有没有人认为这是心
？Anyone among you thinks that it's still the mind？
你还认为是心吗？这边弄个一百个人，那其中产一个真人呢？你有办法认出来哪个是真人吗
？If there are 100 statues right here, and amidst of all these 100 statues, there's one real person. All of them non-moving. Would you be able to tell which one it is?
有办法吗？那刚才那个机说你有办法这样说，一指说啊，就是这一个啊，怎样？
你用球丢它会动的，就是真人。
好，现在有一万个，你要丢哪一个？
What if there are 10,000 statues? Which one are you going to throw at? 用个炸弹。
哦，他就是用对，你看，其实丢了以后就是有反应的。假设那一个人入禅定了嘞。
So the tactic that you're using actually will only work for objects with reactions.But what if this person has entered samadhi and no longer able to have any reactions? Then how would you tell?
其实路径不容易找了，就是已经睡得跟猪一样的话，你看他有没有反应
？Or it may be really hard to find people who can enter true samadhi. Then, if it's someone who's sleeping in such deep slumber that this person cannot react to external worlds, then in that case, how do you find that person?
可以吗？你有办法这样丢的时候能够看出来是没反应的啦？可是他有没有心？可是你看得到吗？看不到。
Even though that person cannot have reactions either by entering samadhi or in deep slumber, even without reaction, this person still has a mind. But how do you know? How can you tell? Where is it?Where's the mind?
你可能讲说他会流血，就是那一个会流血的，是不是心死掉了
？You could say, oh, that person can bleed, but does bleeding in itself means it's the mind?
、we have medical instruments now. I think medicine has advanced to the point where they could tell which one actually had life in it and which one didn't if they went along and tested them all.Maybe not, but I think that's true. At some point, somebody has to say it's dead or alive, right? And I think the doctors sort of know how to do that now with the equipment that we have now. If you're talking about just looking at it, then, you know, a human being just looking, maybe you can't tell. Yeah.
这菩萨说是用先进的医疗设备，现在可以测得出有没有生命迹象，或许看不出来，可是用仪器应该可以。对，我现在重点不是说你现在你的心，你是看到物，还是能够看到心。The point I'm really trying to make is when we see, are we seeing objects or can we see the mind?
就是你看到它会动，你是看到会动的物，还是看到不动的心。
So when you see an object moving, are you seeing a moving object or are you seeing a moving mind?
嗯，意思不动的心吗？
Or whether you're seeing a moving object or you're seeing the unmoving mind.
Isn't that the story in the Platform Sutra about the flag and the wind? The answer is it's the mind that moves. At least that's what Wei Neng said in that story.
这个是不是跟六祖坛经里面的烦动心动有异曲同工之妙？
The Platform Sutra, I mean.
现在讲就是说，不用那么复杂哈，就是说你现在现前的经验，就是说你心你自己是要辨识你的心了，先不要辨识别人的啊，你辨识到的物体，你基本上是没有办法看到别人的心的，你只能够辨识到你自己什么，辨识，被你辨识到的东西全部都是物体。
Let's not make it so complicated, I think. Just using our very direct experiment and try to distinguish between the object and the mind. And what happens is whatever object that is being seen by you is object. It's not the mind.
我们看到的基本上都是看到物体，那会移动的什么会动的物体，但是我们把它叫做人。So
basically, everything that we're seeing right now are merely objects. It's except that when the object is moving, sometimes we call it people.
有一天，如果我们能够做一个那种会跟你互动的机器人，而且它脸部的表情、肌肉大概也有。 就是100多块的肌肉，那还会笑，会跟你眨眼啊。你真的会来说，你是跟一个会动的物体在互动的，其实你看不到他的心。So
if one day we're able to make really really advanced robots who look identical to real human beings and even able to imitate human facial expressions with all the different muscles. And this robot is able to interact with you, still, you are interacting with an object, and it's not possible to see the mind.
现在这么要理解的就是说，你那颗心，重点说它不是物，但是我们会把物当成自己的心啊。So
what I'm really trying to clarify is, the mind that we have is not an object, but we oftentimes will mistake an object as the mind itself.
举个例子，我们会不会把那个相片，相片是不是物？会不会把相片当成自己？So
let me give you an example. When we look at photos, you're looking at yourself in the photo. Isn't that merely an object? But don't we mistake it as we think that it's ourselves?
好，会不会把声音当成自己？
How about the sound, the voice? Do you take it as the self?
我说你很糟糕，你会不会觉得这句话是你？
If I say you are such a horrible person, won't you take that you as yourself?
这句话是没有生命的物，我们把它叫做什么？没有生命的物体，就是它什么？ 它是被我讲话出来，它是一堆声音，对不对？那当然也很难了解。那我把它放出来， 你还是会认为是我讲的，还是什么认为在讲你，对不对？还是把那一个没有生命的声音当成你，对不对？
The sentence that I just uttered, that you are such a horrible person, it's merely, it's again, it's an object, it's a bunch of sound waves. But you don't take that as a mere object. You still take it as me, I'm the one who issued it, and I'm talking about you, describing you.
同样的，我们会不会把别人的身体当成对方？
Similarly, isn't it true that we take other people's physical body as that person?
是哈，对，身体，你说身体不是人吗？身体是人还是物？
We do that, right? We take that body as a person. But what is it? Is this body the real person or an object?
我们现在讲 object， 但是我们摸到人，我们觉得它是，我们不会认为摸到物，我们摸到对方。
That's what we say right now. We say it's an object, but when in our actual experience, when we touch that person, we feel we're touching that person.
一个人，前一秒钟，还活着，你肯敢摸？下一秒钟死掉了，你敢不敢摸？
Or sometimes, when the person is still alive, you feel you can touch you dare to touch this person, but next minute when this person die, some people have aversion against touching dead people, so they don't dare to touch that body anymore, even though the difference is only a mere second.
活着的身体跟死的身体都是不是同样一个物？
A live body versus a dead body, isn't it just the same object?
它有点不同，可是它应该都是属于物。
There's maybe some subtle difference, but they are still, in either case, both considered as objects.
好像这边要讲到的东西就是，你摸到的对方的手，对方的手有没有认知能力
？Or if you touch the other person's hand.Does that person's hand has the ability to be aware?
你们一定说有啊，他会摆开啊，对不对？
Some of you may say, oh yeah, of course, the hand has the ability to be aware because that person pushes me away.
如果把他那只手剁掉的话，那手会不会再摆开？
What if I chop that hand off? Will the hand move again and push you away?
应该是他的心透过什么神经系统，然后什么，然后是心透过，可能透过脑再通过神经系统，手本身基本上是没有认知功能的。
Well, so actually the hand itself really doesn't have the ability to be aware. It's the mind through the very complex operation of the brain, the neurons, the neural fibers.Extending to the hand and creating movements and have sensations.
如果有认知功能，应该肯定就不用练什么。现在有些人在用什么，用手去什么认识字，有没有听过
？If the hand has the ability to be aware, well, these days, some people are trying to use their hands to read books or to read text.But if the hand already has the ability to be aware, then you no longer need to practice that. That skill is within the hand already, but that's not the case.
也就是说，心本身是有能看、能听、能觉知、能想的功能，可是手基本上是没有看的功能，还有手中风、麻痹，它那个连触觉的功能都没有了。
So the mind has the ability to see, to hear, to know, to be aware, but the hand doesn't have this ability. And if someone suffers from stroke, then the hand even loses the ability to have feelings and sensations.
所以讲了半天就是告诉你，就是身体是没有什么，是物体，不是心，对不对？
So with all these explanations, what I'm really trying to illustrate is the body, the physical body is merely an object. It's not the mind itself.
好，那再回头过来哈，因为讲的大家可能已经不好讲到哪里去了，就是 心啊，有认知功能，它不是物啊。这是第一个啊，你现在你所看到的都是物，不是心，是你自己那个心可以认知。这是第一个。
So the first criteria is that the mind has the ability to be aware, to know, to see, and the mind is not an object itself. And whatever that we experience in our environment, those are merely objects.
那第二个是离开物没有心。
Having said that, the second level is the mind doesn't exist departing from objects. Away from objects, the mind no longer exists.
就是你要找到你那一颗什么无相无住什么什么什么什么一大堆的心啊，就真心啊，两个原则啊，不要把物当成你的心，这第一个。第二个，不要想离开物找你的心。
So if you want to find that mind of yours that is no abiding, no form, no thought, no rising, no birth, you need to adhere to these two principles that while the mind is not objects themselves, if you depart from objects, you will not able to find that mind either.
那离开物没有心，它是怎么讲的哈？就是说你们现在就以眼睛哈，你们心可以看到的为基础哈。譬如说这个茶杯对不对哈？这个茶杯它是物对不对？就是物嘛对不对哈？是你心看到，你的心不是物对不对？你心不是茶杯对不对？好，接下来你跟茶杯，你的心跟茶杯能不能画出哪一部分是心，哪一部分是茶杯
？So let's take our immediate immediate experience as an example. You are looking at this mug. The mug is an object, right? And you are using your mind, your eyes to see this object. And that's your mind.But will you be able to draw a line separating between the object and your own mind? Can you do that?
没办法，对不对？你有办法分说哪一部分是你的心，哪一部分是茶杯？没办法分切割说哪一部分是茶杯，哪一部分是心，对不对？
Are you able to separate them between the mug and the mind? You can't.
所以它这里面有两栏哈，一个是把物当成心是错的，那离开物要找心也是错的。
So the reason why it's so difficult to find the mind is that there are two pitfalls. One is a mistaking object as the mind, so that is wrong. But also departing from objects and you're looking for the mind, that is also wrong.
那这个部分你这个原则懂的啊，其实你所有的你要体验到你的什么无相无住什么无生无恋的你那个真心，你都要合乎这两个原则。
Once you are able to understand these two principles, in your search for that mind, that true mind that is non-abiding, no thought, no birth, in your search, whatever answers that comes up needs to fulfill these two criteria.
也就是说你必须在种种的现象当中，然后又看到你的心在种种的现象，可是它不是物，但是它都没有离开物。
So in another word, You need to know that amidst of all different sorts of phenomenons, your mind is within the phenomenon, yet at the same time, the mind is not the phenomenon itself, but it doesn't depart from the phenomenon.
好，这讲完以后，接下来我们再来把心，我们现前的每个人都有心，对不对，你们就以你们在这边，你可能眼睛是可以感知到，假如你没有瞎掉，眼睛没有瞎掉， 那这边的全部的东西都被感知到了，对不对？
So, so now that is settled, let's move one step further. We're sitting here, and you're able to see all everything that's in the room, right? As long as you're not blind.
那这边的你所感知到的，我们按照刚才那个原则，就是它是全部都是你的心，可是这些物也都不是你的心。
So whatever they're able to see and to be aware of, these are all your mind, your very own mind. At the same time, it's not your mind.
为什么呢？因为这些人全部走的话，你的心有没有失去？
You know, why is that? Because think about it. If everyone in this room has all gone home, what happened to your mind?
没有，你的心还是在的嘛，对不对？
It hasn't left, right? Your mind is still there, isn't that right?
好，那你这些人再增加一百个人进来，你的心是不是都可以感知到？
And let's say all of a sudden 100 people pour in to this hall. What happens to your mind? Your mind still has this ability to be aware of it, right?
所以说这些人出去进来出去进来，你的心都什么都知道，也没有增加。也没有减少，从心有没有这个无念无相的心，它是没有增加，也没有减少，对不对
？So, with all these people coming and going, what happens to your mind? There's nothing changing to the mind. This non-abiding mind, the mind with no thought, nothing adds to this mind. Nothing has been taken away from the mind.
好，那这一些被你感知到的东西是外面的东西，还是你心里的东西？
At the same time, all these objects that's being sensed, picked up, or being aware by the mind, what are they? Are they external to your mind, or they are your mind itself?
啊，对对对，好，是心里的东西，也不是心里面的东西，可以这么讲，好。
It is within your mind. At the same time, it's not your mind. Yes, that is the right answer.
好，是心里面的东西。那你为什么把人家分是这个是他
？Well, if you say they're all part of your mind within your mind, then why do we make the distinction between the self and others? Aren't they all within your mind?
这个就是说我们不能让真心显现的一个根本的原因。
Because of this mistaken view, that's why our true mind cannot be revealed.
我们刚才不是讲吗？你所感知的全部的对象里面，我们会分有一部分是我的正报身，有一部分是我的依报身，是不是？
As we just pointed out earlier, the way we operate is with all the phenomenon that is being aware by the mind, we already draw a distinction between what is the original retribution versus the dependent, conditional, the self and the others.
但是我们因为你已经把自己的什么所感知的现象或是对象切割为有一部分是我，有一部分是外面，对不对
？And that's because we already, even though these phenomena are all aware by the mind, we somehow separate them, draw a distinction between what's within and what's without.
好，我们再讲，我们会不会把我们的想法分成有一部分是我，有一部分是别人，会不会
？How about our thoughts? Do we separate the thoughts as part of it is my own thought and some of them are other people's thought. Do we do that?
会嘛，对不对？做梦的时候会不会分有一部分是我，有一部分是别人？
What about when you're dreaming? Do you make that separation also? Some of it is myself and some of it is others.
那这一部分，我们这一个就是神会禅师的问就要讲这一部分，就是你的心啊，它可以显现所有的现象，可是心本身什么现象都没有，叫做无声，或者说无念，或是无助。
So this whole verse is basically talking about this, where the mind has the ability to be aware of all sorts of phenomena. At the same time, the mind itself does not abide or does not attach itself to any particular phenomenon.
那如果你把你所感知的对象里面的有一部分当成你，就是你的心就是一直停留在那边，就住在那边，或是这边有叫无住哈，就是最主要是住了哈，你住在那边，然后你这样子的方式，你就什么，你就没办法体验到这些全部都是我的。
Yet with for all the phenomena that's being aware by that mind, if we are attached to a particular part of the phenomenon and take that as the self, then your mind is no longer non-abiding. It's abiding on specific phenomena. And that way, you will not be able to experience the true mind.
因为我们的心本身是不会停留在身体的。
But remember, the mind itself originally does not dwell or abide on any particular phenomenon, such as the physical body.
我们的心顶多就是说，你的心去感知身体，感知外面，它可以感知，可是它没办法停在身体这个地方。
The mind itself cannot dwell on any particular phenomenon, supposedly. It cannot dwell on the physical sensations nor any external phenomenon.
我们就拿那一个照相机来讲好了，就是那一个镜子或是摄影机哈。摄影机在摄影，比如说某一个对象的时候，它有没有办法停留在那上面？
Let's use a camera or a video cam as an example. While the camera is taking a shot of a scene, can the camera abide or dwell on that particular scene?
我们认为是可以嘛，因为就照了，对不对？
Some of us may think that, yeah, of course it can abide on that scene because you take a snapshot and the shot is captured, so you can stay there.
可能讲我们的身体比较好，比较来一个，因为这些东西很容易，很不容易去做比喻啊。我们去感知身体，这一点感知身体，那这个心就说是不是就停在那边的？还是它其实它只是你是感知一下子而已，它并没有停在身体里面的。
So with the camera analogy, no. Actually, the answer is no. You can't. You can't. The camera can't dwell on that scene.It's actually really hard to make analogies of the mind. So another example would be our own body. If you try to have awareness of any particular part of your body, it's actually your mind just being aware of it. It's one thought that's being aware of it. It's not your mind staying on that part of the body.
听得迷迷糊糊了，好几个例子好了。
We're getting quite confused. Let me try another example.
你现在心去感知一下身体，然后你的心又去感知别人，是不是心取不同的相？
So the mind is constantly moving. That it's aware of our body at one instant, next instant it's aware of other people. So doesn't that mean that mind is constantly taking snapshots of different forms.
好，这里面就有一个问题来了，你的心照这边，再照这边，结果你把照那个地方当成别人，照这边当成自己，会不会这样子？
So the mind is actually taking snapshots of the self, of our body, as well as other people, yet for some reason we take this particular snapshot as ourself and the other shot as other people.
那谁在照？
But who is it that's taking these shots, that's being aware?
如果你认为被照的是别人，那你一照这个身体应该也是别人，对不对？为什么照自己又叫做自己，那照那个叫做别人？
If you think that whatever that is being shot, being captured by this mind, this camera, should be considered as others, then what happens when the mind is being aware of the self, of our physical body? Then in that case, why do we call our physical body ourselves and other people's body as others?
如果你说钱 不特别照哪里的话，请问哪一个是你，哪一个不是你？
If you don't focus on anything in particular, not paying attention to any particular object, then in that case, what is the self? What is the others?
这是有没有办法分？没有。
In that case, would you be able to draw a distinction between self and others if you lose that focus?
所以如果你的心全部不动的时候，这个心跟你所造的东西是同一个东西。
If your mind ceases to move, it's not moving anymore, then what is being captured by the mind, being aware by the mind, and the mind itself, they are actually the same thing.
所以那个在这个时刻之下，我们这个心啊，它什么都没有。可是它又能够反映什么？所有的现象，那什么都没有叫做无声。可是它可以反映什么？所有的现象叫做什么？无声生者即生实相。
So when the mind is not moving, it has the ability to reflect everything, but in the self, it's not anything in particular. And that is a illustration of this last verse.Last line in the first verse, producing the unborn is to produce true form.
这样可以听懂吗？
Are you able to understand some of it?
那因为我们现在心不是不动的，不是整体的造，我们是什么？个别的造，那怎么办？
But right now, as of this very moment, our mind doesn't have this ability to be unmoving. It doesn't reflect everything in its totality. It reflects portions of things. So if this is the way we operate, then what can we do about it?
你可以用刚才那个道理啊，就是当你的心不动的时候，全部的东西都是你啊，这个原则。当你心去造局部的时候，局部也是什么？也是你。用照这个原则来修正自己的错误的看法。
One way we can try to correct, remediate our understanding is to realize that when the mind is not moving, then everything is the mind in itself. Also, when your mind is indeed moving, whatever phenomenon that is being aware, being captured by the mind, is actually also the mind itself.
Yeah, your question? Yeah. Any? Wait a moment. Yeah, let's take a...
This one.
Harry, yeah. Tell me. Yeah.
Hi, Fosher. The problem I have with that line, producing the unborn is to produce true form, is it sounds like a contradiction in terms, right? Because the true mind doesn't sound like it can be produced. When you produce something, you're taking something that, a situation where there wasn't something, and then creating something that was not there before. And so wouldn't it be more, I mean, we use these terms of like rearranging the unborn or re-experiencing it or something like that? And also with that, those things, I know it's somewhere in this, in Shen Wei's work that Bu Zhuo Zhu Ren and Mie, right, that doesn't sound like there's any production going on with that either. Stopping, allowing, and destroying.
So your question is basically about the word produce, right?
Yeah, produce, like how can you...
Making something out of nothing.
Out of nothing, right? And which is, yeah, that's it.
他的问题主要是有关于，或许跟这个翻译有关系。他有一个无声生者的地方，声 在英文里面有一点好像是制造出来的感觉，那这个心事实上是不制造任何东西的，它或许是重新安排啊，重新了解，重新理解，可是心并没有制造出任何东西，不是吗？
它是反应呢。
So you are right. Perhaps reflecting will be a better way of understanding and not making something up.
或者是说，这边也讲说无声生者，就是说你能够处在这种无声的状态，那他就能够生出他这个所反应的东西，就叫做实相。
我在想，他既然这边是。Fa Shi said, if you are able to dwell in the state of unborn, then whatever that's reflected in that state would be true nature, true phenomenon. Yeah.
就是你能够生
的状态之下，就一切都是
对，就是你诞生了一个无声的状态，这样叫它叫就是实相就会跑出来。比如说你等于是你进入这种状态了。
If you enter the state of unborn, then you will reflect and realize true form.
I think it's a translation issue. I think the first 无声 itself is the unmoving mind. The second 声, that word is actually a verb.
Yeah, moving, yeah.
The Chinese, okay.Okay, it says 无声. See, the first two character 无声 itself is the mind, and the second 声 that character 声 is a verb. All right, so it's not to produce it's not producing the unborn. It's when the it's unborn itself manifesting. Yeah.So it's a translation issue.
基本上是翻译上的问题，那英文翻译好像有一点有点出入。
那我刚才说，你大家可以根据这个原则，就是你的心不动的时候，所有的现象，你会发现所有的现象是没有办法跟你这些心去区分哪一个是你的心，哪一个不是你的心。
So basically, the principle is when the mind is unmoving in the state of non-rising, unmoving, unborn, then it's literally impossible to distinguish between what are external phenomena and the mind itself. So it's all the mind.
好，那再来，我们的心基本上是动来动去的哈。比如说，你的心看我啊。请问你们是看到整体还是看到局部？
And also, our mind is actually constantly moving. So when you are looking at me, when your mind is seeing me, what do you see? Do you see the totality of it, or do you only see a portion of it?
局部吗？旁边东西都看不到了吗？
Do you see only parts? But if you say you're only seeing parts, then does it mean that when you look at me, then you can no longer see anything that's not me?
你们看到我以后，这边茶杯什么东西全部都消失，看到我这个人了吗？
Does that mean if you're saying that you see me selectively, does it mean when you see me, then your eye doesn't capture anything else, the walls, the cups, is that really how it works?
哦，那叫你很厉害啊。
If that's the case, then you're actually quite skillful, because that's not how we usually operate.
应该是你看我的时候，你是以我为中心点，你还是什么？还是整体的，对不对？
In truth, when you see me, is you are focusing on me. You use me as a focal point. At the same time, you still perceive the rest of the environment in its totality.
所以你们可以按照，你们可以看看了，你这个心，你无论你注意哪里，不管你是看哪里、听哪里，它从来都没有失去整体的。
So try to experience it yourself. No matter where you focus your attention on, you know, any particular object, at the same time, the mind never loses the totality.
就是说你这个心在任何一个时间点里面，你都可以感知到所有的色声香味触法，只是你以什么某一个色、某一个声为什么为中心点，对不对？
So in truth, in any given moment, your mind has the ability to be aware, to have the awareness of form, sight, sound, smell, and dharma, of everything. Except that we somehow mistakenly think that we're focusing on one particular thing and losing the others.
然后你在任何时间点，你即使你的心就是散乱都没关系，因为你的心从来在散乱的时候都是整体的知道，从来不会就是因为散乱以后，你这个心就什么，就什么就是我们叫气感了，就是什么，就是变直了，会不会变直？从来不会变直。
And also, at any given moment, even if you feel your mind is very, very scattered, but still your mind, your mind still has the ability to be aware of everything. The mind itself is never chipped away because of your scatteredness or the quality of the mind is spoiled or anything. None of that. The awareness is still there at the whole time.
而且它是什么？用不坏，摔不破。 使用年限多久?
And this mind has a wondrous ability of no matter how you use it, it will never break and there's no expiration date.
多久就要换一个心?
Do you have to change your mind every once in a while? Change to a new mind? No, there's no expiration date for the mind.
从来不会坏, 然后不需要换。
So never go bad and you never need to change a new mind.
好，那你在任何时间点，你看这个看那一个，你都是整体的觉照。可是任何时间点，你看，不管看什么的时候，你这个心的本质什么都不是，叫无相。可是他去感知的时候，什么东西都出来了，叫做实相、无相，什么无不相。
So at any moment, this mind has the ability to be aware of everything in its totality. It never loses anything. And so there's a saying that true nature has no form. At the same time, it's not no form. It's not void of forms.
所以，我们的心，你虽然我们讲说什么，若人散乱心什么。 一念什么南无佛什么？哦，我们那个是这样子的，是吗？若人入塔庙哈，若不若人散乱心什么？还是什么？那也就是等于说，你进入塔庙哈，就进入庙里面，虽然是散乱心啊，那但是什么？一称南无佛，皆共成佛道，是因为你这个心从来什么？ 就是不生不灭，从来就跟佛的这一个的那个心完全一样。只要你能够让它显现，其实你不管你有没有让它显现，它永远什么没有失去，没有增加。So
there's a saying that even if we have scattered mind, once we enter a temple and recite one. The Bodhisattva's names, Amitabha's name once, then all shall attain Buddhahood. And the reason why this saying can be true is because our true mind actually never departs from the mind that's of the Buddhas. At all times, it has the ability to perceive totality and is in itself identical to the Buddha's mind.
有那么好的设备，对不对啊？怎么样把它发挥，就是我们就是最完美的功能，我们叫做佛。
So we have these wonderful equipment, or you can say faculty facility. How do we use it so that all these wondrous functions can manifest? Once this mind, this facility that we have, is operating at optimal level, then that's what we call the state of Buddhas.
所以现在你只要你想什么的话，你要知道，你可能还会自我对话，但是你要知道，从来是你是用惑念草跟前念草。
So, sometimes we may have an internal dialogue going on, self-debating or whatever, but actually it's your latter thought having a disagreement, an argument with your prior thought. That's all that's happening.
如果你化解你是用惑念跟前念草的话，慢慢的这个次数就会什么越来越少，最后他们的化解就是没必要，就是用这个怎么样，用只是用这一个什么拳头，这个手掌，我用拳头要打手掌这样子。
Once you realize that it's all within your mind, it's your just thoughts chattering, having internal conflicts with each other, if you are able to realize that's what's happening, then the chance, the frequency of that, your internal dialogue, your internal conflict will become less and less. And you will see that ultimately it's as if it's the same hand and you are trying to make a fist in order to punch the palm of the hand. Those are merely just your thoughts.
这个这一个哈，是先这样子，然后我之前就要打这个，打得到吗？
Will you ever be able to hit it using this fist to punch this hand? Can you do it? Is it ever possible?
打不到，对不对？可是你用后练打前练，你感觉打到了，对不对？
So that cannot be done, but oftentimes when we have these internal dialogues, the second thought arguing with the first thought, we often feel like there's really some kind of conflicts happening.
因为你那个打得到了，所以佛也没拿你没办法。
Because you perceive it that way, there's nothing Buddha can do for you.
你们相不相信你是用现前一念，然后去修理前面一念？你们相不相信是这样子？
Do you believe what I'm saying? That what you're doing is punishing yourself using the second thought as a tool to criticize or to attack the first thought.
我记得那一
Do you see that?
我记得那一个贾布斯啊，贾布斯那个什么，就 Apple 啦，他真的布斯的，不是贾布斯啊。他之前做了一个电影，我觉得很有意思，是那个卡通的，就是有一个老人，然后在公园里，空旷的公园里面，然后在他自己一个人而已，那前面呢，就是他这个椅子桌子上面有一个棋盘，他现在这个位置下一步棋，接下来就是这样，就是慢慢走的，走到对岸，然后再回一步棋，好，然后再慢慢的这样走过来，又回一步棋，本来只有一个人，最后变成两个人，那接下来两个人以后，接下来这一方的这个老头子，就是气势很猛，就这样子，然后还就这样比正手势，你看，就是等于是，就是他一直节节进逼，然后对方那个就是这样子，就是招架不住了，那突然间他就倒下去了，那这一边的看他倒下去以后，他就摸摸自己的脉搏，我是不是也死掉了，还是没有了，就他偷看，就是他就是探头到那个桌子下去看对方，那对方的那个老头子就趁这个机会，他耍诈了，是趁这机会起来，然后把那个棋盘弄乱以后，换他就是节节进逼，然后换他这样子，那最后又变成一个人。我觉得其实就在描述我们什么，我们跟我们的念头什么打来打去的。
Steve Jobs, Pixar, Pixar actually made a short before. I don't know, maybe a lot of you have seen it already. It's this older man sitting in the park playing chess with himself. And it's just one person. And he keeps walking back and forth at the two sides of the chessboard and playing himself. And initially, all the movements were relatively slow, leisurely. And gradually, on one side, side A, he starts advancing forward and making lots of aggressive moves. And so he just even gestures to the second side saying, see, what are you going to do about it? And the other guy, it's actually the same guy still, staggered backward and looks like he's losing. So there's this interplay between this same person. And I feel this is a really good illustration of the point I'm trying to make.
我们平常会不会就是你又就是第一遍扮演对方，第二遍扮演我，那接下来你说你应该怎么讲呢？会不会这样子自导自演，然后最后自己打自己的嘴巴，还对对方很这个让你伤心，对不对？
Don't you do that all the time where the person is doing something and the second thought comes in and say, oh, you should do things this way and that way. And it's a, this argument just happens back and forth. And the second thought continues to criticize the first thought, the previous thought. And at the end, you just feel self-defeated. And it's really all the interplays of your own mind.
所以你要就是让你的那一个你这个心啊产生完美的功能，你这一部分自己后练修理前面这个模式要什么，要慢慢把它的那个次数什么减少。你要知道说，哎，这是我在当导演还是他真的来跟我玩
？So in order for our minds to fully reveal its wondrous optimal function, we really have to see this pattern of our mind, the interactions between thought after thought, the previous thought versus latter thought, and take control of it, understanding who is really the boss here.
这就是我们常常讲的心中的妈妈不是妈妈，有没有？
Again, we have used this example plenty of times where the thought of your mother inside your mind is not the real mom out there.
以前我讲了三年，听说有人都听不懂，今天这样讲，不知道有没有比较容易懂一点。
I have used this example for 3 years already, and many of you have said that you still don't understand it. And after today's talk, trying to get at it from a slightly different angle, am I reaching out to a few more? Here, do you understand a little bit better?
这第一个比较容易啊。那第二个，同样的，一个刚才是意识所对的，我们叫做什么法尘啊，就是你自己所想记里面的东西都是法尘。那现在第二个就是什么？你现前你跟外境，就是依报身，不要用你的依报身修理你的。
So that example is talking about what's happening inside the mind. Now, if we talk about our interaction with the so-called external, we also have to learn not to create all these conflicts between our direct retribution versus the conditional retributions.
如果你能够这样子的话，慢慢的你才能够慢慢的摆脱，把物啊，把你所看到的这些对象，这个叫做物，当成你的心。If
we're able to see that and practice it, then gradually we will be able to stop seeing the phenomenon, the objects that's being aware by the mind, and stop taking that as the mind itself.
然后如果你能够就是说，能够这样做到的话，物就是心，那你会同时看到就是看到物也看到心，否则的话我们一般只看到物，看不到什么，看不到心。
seizing that distinction between the direct retribution and conditional retribution, the self and the external, then we will be able to see that the object that's being perceived by the mind is actually the mind itself. And as ordinary people, we're not able to do that. Oftentimes, we see objects as object and the mind as the mind, thinking that they are different, but they are actually the same thing.
如果这样子的话，有人骂你，其实你是听到声音，还是听到对方在骂你，还是听到你的心？
So if you have the right understanding, next time when someone's yelling at you, will you be thinking that it's someone else yelling at you, or what will you be hearing? Are you hearing the other person, or are you hearing the sound, or are you actually hearing your own mind?
就是说你任何一个时间点，你大概可以用这三个去把它界定啊，是。这个声音是对方骂我，还是声音骂我，还是那个是我的心？
So at any point when such situations arise, you can test yourself using this way. If someone is yelling at you, scolding you, you can ask yourself, is it that person is scolding me? Or is it the sound is scolding me?Or am I merely hearing my own mind?
也就是说，你任何一个时间点，你的心接触到什么啊？接触到声音，你是把这个声音当成对方，还是知道这是声音，还是这个是心？
So at any given point in time, when you hear sounds, are you going to think that sound is?Another person, or the sound, take the sound as the sound itself, or will you understand that the sound is the same as the mind?
就是你任何时间点都可以用这种方式去说，比如你看到色相，实际上是你是以那个色相为中心点因为你其实你是全部看到的，那你可以问看，是我看到人，还是看到？色相还是不应该叫做看到心了，那就是心。你都可以以这个三个层次来练习。
This is how you practice day in and day out. Asking yourself, you can use this technique any moment in time. If you see a person, you can ask yourself, am I seeing that person, or am I seeing a physical form, or this is my mind itself.
因为你看到，比如听到声音，或者看到一个物像你认为它是声音，或者认为它是某某人，这两者都有一个主体的我，看到一个什么客体的对象，或者客体的听到客体的声音，都是有能手的，对不对
？So whenever you see a physical form, see someone, either you think I'm seeing person X or I'm seeing a physical form, any one of these understanding implies that there's still a sense of subject and object, right? There's a subject me that is perceiving either a physical form or person X. So subjectivity and objectivity are still there.
你没办法超越能手，至少可以想说，我是看到色相，还是这是对方，你都可以这样问。
So even if you're not immediately able to transcend subject and object, then at least you can start asking yourself, "Am I really seeing that person, or am I seeing a physical form?"
那如果你知道它是色相以后，接下来再问第二个，是。我看到色相还是可以，这个色相就是心。
Once you're able to arrive at the understanding of I am seeing a physical form, then you can take a step further and ask yourself, am I seeing a form or can I start to grapple with the form is my mind itself?
如果你这个可以懂的话，就可以结合我们的禅修哈、啊，在生活当中用这个方式，然后去什么，去放掉你错误的认知。
Well, if you're able to understand this principle, then you will be able, you can start combining it and integrating it with your charm practice, and start using this understanding to correct our previous erroneous understandings.
如果你第三个层次可以说都是新的话，可不可以吵架？
Once you are able to understand that it's all your mind, it's just your mind, will you continue to have arguments with each other?
为什么不可以吵架？
Suppose you can't, why not?
对啊，吵啊，照吵啊，可是，对你来讲没吵。
Sure, you could still have arguments, but to you, there's no difference between argument and no argument, so there's really no argument.
那对方的话，他有能手的人，他会觉得你在跟他吵。
So, for the other person, if that person still has the sense of subject and object, he or she will feel that, yeah, you're having an argument with him.
我们有些人是这样子，他就是一直放松，结果他只要他没办法吵，你要什么又放松又吵又花姐你没吵。
So there are some people in their meditation, they're very, very relaxed. They are so relaxed that they can no longer have arguments with other people. Whereas we're really trying to move a step further, whereas you're relaxed, but you can still have an argument with people, yet you understand that there's really no arguments happening.
如果你这个懂了，其实你可以练习。在任何时间点，你都来禅修。
If you can understand that, then you can actually be engaged in charm meditation at any moment.
就是有吵叫做现象，然后没吵叫做真心。
The argument is the form, is the phenomenon.But non-argument is the mind itself.
同样的，就是你走下，等一下，我们要下去打菜，对不对？有下去叫做现象，那没下去叫真心。
In other word, we're going downstairs for lunch in just a little bit. So the phenomenon would be us really going downstairs, but there's no going downstairs.Will be the mind itself.
还有吃饭的时候，饭还是什么，就从嘴巴外面丢到什么嘴巴里面，对不对？是色丢到色里面，可是心有没有吃？你不可能用心吃心，对不对？
So when you're eating, you're putting food into your mouth. It's a form being eaten, going down into another form, but nothing is really happening in your mind, right? Can your mind eat your mind? No. So there's non-eating.
这叫不吃而吃，吃而不吃。
That is called, that's eating of non-eating, and when you areeating, there's really no eating. Something like that.
可能大家有听过一句话，就是终日吃饭什么，不着一粒米。其实如果你这样的话，你可以体会他们在讲什么。终日吃饭不着一粒米。
Many of you may probably have heard this saying already that eating all day, but you're not attached to any grain of rice. That's an illustration of what I'm trying to say here.
那可能也可以理解师父有没有搬书哈、搬而不搬啊，是让书搬好了。
In that case, you'll be able to understand also of what happened to 师父 where he moved the whole entire sutra without realizing he has moved it. It's a moving of not moving.
这样你就可以感觉到你的心本来就是都一直。处在无声无住无念的状态，可是它可以有显现什么种种的功能。
you will then be able to understand that your mind is constantly in the state of non-arising, non-abiding, and non-moving. But it has the ability to manifest all sorts of functions.
这样子的话，你用华语说，哇，这真的就是什么？我们心就是什么？就真的那么好？但是我们可能已经就是什么？就不会用，就像我现在买了一个 iPad 这样，就是不会用。
then you'll be able to see that our mind really has all these wondrous functions. Yet we just don't have the knowledge or the skill to know how to use it. Just like iPad or iPod.
随便啦。
Like recently, I just bought an iPad, and yet I don't quite know how to use it.
我很努力的用，但是就是打不开。很努力的用，就打不开。
I really try to use it, yet I don't even know how to open it.
可是我那个机器不是坏掉，是我不会用。
Yet the machine is totally fine. It's not broken. It's just me who don't know how to use it.
同样的，就是说我们这颗心，就是你也没有比佛陀差，但是就是你的技术比佛陀差。
Similarly, the mind is just like that. Our mind is not any worse than the mind of the Buddha, yet we don't have the skill, the know-how, the techniques to use it properly like the Buddha.
那现在佛陀就教你怎么操作，他有好几个操作方法，你把它学会了，你就发现你的东西跟佛陀完全一样。
And so what the Buddha is teaching us is He's teaching us all different techniques of using our mind. And once we're able to master these approaches, then you will see that your mind is exactly the same as the Buddha's mind.
好，再问一个，就是说，你花姐现在已经知道你是用后念，修理前念的，那要不要后悔？
Let me ask you a question now. Now after today's talk, you realize that all your internal conflicts is simply due to you using the latter thoughts to punish the prior thoughts. In this case, are you still going to feel regretful of what you have done?
有些人会逃说，哇，我怎么那么无能？
Some people say yes. Some people may feel that will start blaming him or herself, thinking, how could I be so useless and using my mind incorrectly.
你无能是不是又是用后念什么修理前念是不是？
If you feel that way, then you are doing the same thing again. You are using your latter thoughts to punish your prior thoughts.
如果这个你懂的话，这个原则够你练习一辈子的。
If you understand what I'm trying to say here, then even this exercise is something that you can practice for the rest of your life.
通常就是说，如果你后念修前念的这一个很严重，其实每个人都很严重了哈。那要不要把它停下来？
If you are particularly in a serious condition of doing this, where you often use your latter thoughts to punish your prior thoughts, then shouldn't we try to learn ways of stopping that pattern?
你想停下来，又是后念什么？修理前念。
Even the thought of wanting to stop the pattern is again using latter thoughts to punish your prior thoughts.
那怎么办？
Then what do we do?
我们叫做不跟，还有什么？不跟不压。
So what we do is there's a say, we don't pursue, yet we don't oppress it.
所以你要用禅修的方法出来，就是。就出来，好，等于是累是，因为我们现前这一念不断的跟他什么，跟你前念一直互动了。那现前这一念，什么事都不要做。
So we really need to use the techniques of meditation. Because when all this happened, is because our present thought is continuously interacting with our prior thoughts. So what we really need to do is to not do anything with our present thought.
要么就是你的心就是安住在等于是我就是说那个动的状态之下，那你就是放松。
So because our mind is constantly moving and having this interaction, so what we have to do is with this present thought, we have to relax it.
听得懂吗？就是说你的心本来就是什么跑来跑去的啊，那你就在跑来跑去当中，你一直放松。
So even though the mind is running around from thing to things, even in this process, try to relax your mind.
就让你那颗心就是一直引发什么，引发种种的那个念头的，只有让它引发，但是你一直停留在什么动的那个轴力点上，它正在动嘛，你就在动当中，那一直放松。
So even though the mind is constantly moving and triggering all these different thoughts, but you relax your mind in that in that move.
也就是说，它正在动了嘛，那你就是因为已经被它什么载的团团转了，对不对？那我就什么，就瘫在那边嘛，让它在嘛。
So even though the mind is constantly moving around, running in circles, but what you can do is simply relax and let the mind do as well.
反正你们回去练练练看哦，那碰到问题，下次再来看看说有效还是没效。So
anyway, go home and try it first, and come back next time, and we'll talk about whether it's useful or not.
反正你记住就是说，你用什么方式，你能够让后练切。 就修理前面的这一个什么，这一个不再继续。
So the key is to no matter what method you use, what we're trying to do is to stop this pattern of the present thought criticizing or punishing the prior thoughts. To stop this pattern.
也就是说，让你那一个正在动的心能够什么，我们叫做什么？ 不加油，但是你也没有刹车设备，它已经动了，就是不加油，不加油就是说你不要再继续什么，要把它停或怎么样，因为你没有刹车设备，就是不要加油了，就是不要再什么，不要再想下去，或者不要想刹车，叫做不加油。
So what we have to do is with this moving mind. Because it's running around wild already, then what we have to do is stop giving it more fuels. Don't continue to supply it with gas. At the same time, you're not slamming down on the brake either. Just let it be.
那这部分可以的话，再回头过来，你现前看到的也是一样，就正报身跟依报身也是一样。正报身你把它当做是什么？当做是等于是现前这一念，那依报身是什么？前一念。
Once you're able to do that, then you can apply this to our perception of the direct retribution and conditional retribution. Because what we're doing is the direct retribution is our present thought and the conditional retribution are the prior thoughts. So if you're able to stop this interaction from this continuation momentum from thought to thought, then you can apply it to direct retribution and conditional retribution as well.
好，那我们就等待你们用用看啊，看有效还是没效。So
we'll wait and see. Go home and try it and come back and tell us whether it's useful or not.